Local Focus.
More concerns for the WA farming and Aboriginal communities as we do prepare for a law protecting sacred land to come into effect. Of course, this is supposed to come into effect from the 1st of July. But, yesterday, a petition has been launched to delay or try and delay the introduction of the new Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act. Of course, we spoke with Mia Davies last week on the show too. Mia also wanted this to be put back. I think just about everybody around regional WA does want it to be put back. Neil Thompson, MLC, the member for the Mining and Pastoral Region. Neil is with the Liberal Party. He did introduce it yesterday. And, well, we asked Neil, what concerns does he have about this?
Well, look, on the 1st of July, a new very bureaucratic set of laws will come into effect. And a lot of people do not understand the implications of these laws. Anybody, any tradie, any landowner, even a recreational gardener, anybody who is going to be digging on their land, and we're talking about for what they call tier two activities, that's anything more than 20 kilograms of soil being removed. If you own a block over 1,100 square metres, will need a permit under these new laws. We'll need a permit under the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act. And very unfortunately, the government, not only have they introduced this very bureaucratic approach to Aboriginal cultural heritage, but they haven't got any systems in place yet for people to go and lodge applications. So as of the 1st of July, people who are undertaking these activities will have to go online onto the department's website, lodge an application, wait for several weeks for an answer, and they won't be able to proceed with those activities. So it's bad enough that we've got these laws in place, which are very restrictive. But it's also going to basically grind everything to a halt for several weeks, I think. It is a real risk to our economy.
So, Neil, what actually is this petition actually calling for?
So the petition is calling on the new Premier, Roger Cook, to pause the implementation of these laws. They've been rushed. They've been poorly framed. Pause them for at least 6 months to ensure that they have all these systems in place. Look, I don't like the laws, but, you know, the laws are the laws. They will be the ones that the government put in place, but at least have the systems in place so people can make applications, so people can train their staff. You know, if you're a civil construction company, people have to understand how to make application. The message has to get out to the community so people know what their obligations are. You know, if you're in breach of these laws, there's, severe penalties, and including imprisonment. So this is a very serious issue. It's going to affect our farmers. It's going to affect, you know, horticulturists, gardeners, civil construction people, landowners, pastoralists, drillers, all the things that make our world go round, they're all going to be affected, and they must all lodge applications when they're doing this ground disturbance work on their properties.
Yeah, there he is, the Honourable Neil Thompson, MLC, the Member for the Mining and the Pastoral Region across regional WA. So yes, that petition launched yesterday to try and delay the introduction of the new Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act. So yeah, still a lot of concern from both the farmers across regional WA and also the Aboriginal community. Now, if you want to know more on how you can go on and sign the petition, just go to the website, parliament.wa.gov.au. There it says e-petitions, just to the right-hand side there in the grey bit. Click on e-petitions, then it comes up current e-petitions, and down the bottom there, the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act, over something like 650 signatures there already. That website again, parliament.wa.gov.au, and sign up on the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act.